When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, I made the huge mistake of asking the posse here if they had any opening segments of things to share, and Cindy's trying to push me out of my comfort zone, which pisses me off.
What is it?
So, Jillian.
Cindy's Barbara Waltering me right now.
Wait, where are you getting these questions from? Your head?
My mind.
Oh, okay. And Lori, if she ever, whenever she's like, what do you think Jillian thinks about it? I'll ask her.
Okay.
Now, I think I'm going to start you off on something, you know, a warm up.
Okay. Should we clarify that Cindy has decided she's, what are you, Larry King?
I'm a combination of a lot of different people, right? And we'll have to see.
Okay.
If you start crying, then I'm somebody else.
Oprah, also probably. Yeah. We still haven't eaten yet, by the way.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
So I have a popcorn kernel stuck in my tooth there. So if I'm...
Well, then this is the perfect question.
And I have a hole in my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I did not think you were going to say stomach.
Oh, wow.
Clothing. I was going with clothing.
Yeah, ready.
So, Jillian.
Yeah.
So, 5 things you absolutely won't eat. So, we're starting with something.
Oh, like organ meat? Yucko. Grossness. Yuck. Pugarama.
So, just sushi with skin.
Puke. A yuck bag.
I had to down those for you that one time, remember?
Rare meat. Yucko. Any animal products that are not like very clear, you know, like resemble an animal as little as possible. I know that's terrible. I just, yeah. Skin, guts.
Feet of things.
Feet, yeah. Yeah, things like that. Are those like 3? And then I don't like fermented stuff.
Good for you,
not
though.
Dairy
it's a big
is
thing
okay.
Right now.
Like dairy, like yogurt is all right, and like cheese, but
kimchi.
Bleh!
Oh, she hates kimchi.
And I will not touch soju. It's this Korean.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
right? Is it? It's not rice wine.
I think it is.
Is it? Wouldn't that be sake? Google that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's called soju.
Soju. I've seen it. It's yeah. Sort of like, don't they use that as fake vodka?
Maybe. Let me tell you though. Oh boy, yeah, not cute. I literally thought that I was going to die.
It's normally made from rice, wheat, or barley.
Yeah, bad news. I have never been sicker in my entire life. Yeah, it was quite a long time ago. I was 27, so like a really long time ago. And I'll never forget my little Chihuahua Baxter.
Oh, I remember.
I passed out on the bathroom floor, and Baxter just like literally stood over me the entire night, like, "Hey, buddy, are you okay? Oh my God, I can't call 911 because I have no fucking fingers, but you look terrible." It was awful. Yeah, sorry.
Or that takes me to another one. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Mouse. Crocodile in Africa. Gross. Yeah. I'm gonna spit that shit right back up.
Did you eat anything weird in Japan? No, right?
No.
We just made Ashley do it.
Ashley and Giancarlo. Heidi was too smart.
I was pregnant.
That's true. You were a
crocodile pregnant. Yeah, no, yeah, that's a good excuse.
No, I ate crocodile.
Oh.
I didn't spit it in the river, though.
Uh-oh, she's twisted again.
I'm twisted whatever. Again. Yeah, I did. I spit that shit right back out into the river. It was so disgusting. It was a gristle.
So, Jillian.
Yeah.
Do you ever just do nothing?
I do.
And what is doing nothing to you? Like, what do you consider doing nothing?
TV.
I have never witnessed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do. I can blob out. It doesn't happen often, but I can totally, like, just blob.
Sometimes you're still, like, checking your phone and stuff, but sometimes you're not. Like Instagram or watching your story for the 10th time. Or
watching your story.
I've become very good.
She watches her own story.
Because it's an art form.
Again and
it's like
again.
A podcast. You yeah. have to, like, I've decided that stories are now, they're quite literally stories.
Yeah.
You need
yeah.
to tell a story. And I, Heidi.
You're good at it.
I'm a storyteller.
Yep, good at
well,
it.
I'm learning to be good at it.
I don't know how to do it on Instagram. You have to show me later.
I just started, but I'm really bad at it. She was making fun of me.
I was. But, I mean.
The live scares me.
Oh, my God.
All.
She literally went to the Beehives.
Yeah.
My brother got her to do.
I saw it.
Live from the Hive.
It was like 2 seconds long.
She goes
and
like
then
this.
I panicked.
Okay. Meanwhile, on the bees, right? Just randomly. Doesn't introduce herself. Doesn't say hey. Doesn't say what she's going to cover that day. So we are live. Turns the camera. From the Hive. Back on the bees. And then my brother was like, oh, my God, we're live from the Hive. And then she was done. That was it.
And that was just the accidentally going live, and you get a notice, so-and-so has gone live. Like, my brother-in-law, we got one of those, and we were like,
oh, no.
You're live.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, it was like a second, but
he's
turned off any ability to go live now.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. That is fantastic.
Yeah, it could have been really incredible.
we were live once in Ibiza by accident. My little sister lit my phone up. Thank God we were just at a Steve Angello concert.
Oh.
And Lauren, my little sister, had my phone. And her mother was like, are you meaning to be live?
I think I texted you too. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway. Sorry. Go ahead.
This is the point. This is good. Okay. So Lori actually wanted to know from...
Lori, Cindy's wife. In case you guys...
My wife would like to know from the Inside the Actor Studio.
Oh.
What job would you want to have if you weren't doing any of all the things you're doing now? And what job would you never want?
Well, I really wish that I could have been could be a doctor. But A, I'm terrible in school. And B, I can't stand blood and guts. But like, there's so many times in life where something happens. And I think like, God, I wish I knew what to do. Like Heidi and I were at a restaurant and this guy had a seizure. And, you know, we got up and like, we were there. But like, oh, you know, do you put okay something in the mouth? But like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, I would give anything to be like, I got this. I got this. And my G's sister is an ER doctor. And like, you know, we just call her. We're like, Audrey, this just happened.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, I just would love to be able to do that. I just think that's such an incredible power, like to literally save someone's life. I think that's amazing. I also love music and have no talent in that either. So, you know, a rock star, can't sing, can't dance, can't play an instrument. Or a doctor, can't stand the sight of blood, dropped out of college. So neither one of those would work. What would I never want to do? I'd never want to, like, have to work at a sifting through garbage, at, like, the garbage dump. That, to me, just seems like the grossest job on the planet.
Okay. I like it.
Mouse?
Yeah.
Any thoughts? Anybody else? What job don't you want?
There's so many.
Doing stories on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't like those. Yeah. Jeremy's like, I have the one I don't want.
It's not true.
So what's the most impactful vacation you've ever taken, the most relaxing vacation you've ever taken, and the most fun?
Okay.
Three different ones.
Okay. The most impactful, I'd have to say Haiti when I was 27, then Africa.
That makes sense.
Because Haiti got us to, in a weird way, I feel like it got us to Lubal.
Huh.
So,
yeah, because I never would have looked up Haiti.
I thought you would have. You were on the website every night looking up kids and waiting. And that's how you found out Haiti was open.
Mm.
But when she did that, we were very discouraged at that point. And when she said Haiti was open, I was like, oh, my God, that would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
And I do remember a moment where, you know, I was 27 and I felt this like weird call to go there. And it did it changed me very, very much. And, you know, I remember thinking like, wow, these people have literally nothing and they would give you the, you know, the shirt off of their back. And, you know, I was there in like army fatigues and they had like one outfit that they would wash every night and like press every morning.
Wow.
You know, and they looked at me like, why are you dressing like that? And it was really eye opening. It put a lot in perspective for me. But there was one moment where I was at the airport in Port-au-Prince. I don't know if I've ever talked. You know this story, obviously. Yeah. And there are many, obviously many orphanages in Haiti. And I had just landed in Haiti. So I was, you know, people like, oh, you're going to get mugged. You're going to get killed. What are you going there for? Like, so I was freaked out. Like I just landed and I was sitting there in Port-au-Prince waiting to go up to Cap Haitien, which is in the north. So I came in from the DR. I was waiting to make a connection and I was like, oh, you know, I was by myself and I didn't know what to expect and everyone had tried to scare me. So I just had my head down. And this little boy walks up to me and little, I don't know, 3, 4, 5. I can't fully didn't know, put his hand on my leg and looked at me. Mm. And I had this moment and there was a missionary, like a Christian missionary taking him. She's like, oh, we're going up to an orphanage in Port-au-Prince. I'm sorry, in Cap Haitien. And I remember this kid looked at me and I just thought, you know, kid, if I would, I could. Mm. You know, I was 27. I didn't have a pot to piss in. I just lost my job. I didn't know what I was going to do with myself or my life. But I had that moment of like, I never wanted kids. And there was a glimmer.
Wow.
A little glimmer. So that would be the most impactful. I'd say the most adventurous would definitely go back to Africa where I almost killed Heidi.
The worst. Well, it was the best, but the worst.
In the Zambezi.
In the same trip.
I almost killed her.
And the most relaxing? Do you take relaxing vacations?
Mexico. Wasn't.
Yeah.
And the most fun?
Weekends. And we take most fun.
I mean, fun is a broad.
I did love India. India changed me a lot.
Yeah, I remember
but
that.
Not in the way.
I wouldn't say that was fun. It was fun because we had all our friends. That made it fun.
But like India changed me, but not in the way Haiti did. Like it really just, oh my God. It was like, look at all these gross things that you do.
And now you have Lou.
Now
so
have Lou.
I think that's kind of, kind of incredible.
Big Hieronymus. Who is such a brat these days? Oh my
attitude
God.
To the max.
Yes. We were in the car and I was taking them to school this morning and she goes, something, something. Phoenix was like, do you want a play date with some kid? And she goes, well, that depends. And I go, well, on what, buddy? And she goes, none of your business. And I wanted to reach back and slap her across the face.
Yeah. She's like 7 going on 17.
Yeah. And then I was like, I didn't do that. And then I wanted to be like, I really don't give a shit. It's my job to act like I care. I didn't say that either. I just was like, well, alrighty. And I just drove to school. None but oh my God, I wanted to just kick her little butt. Sorry.
I love little Lou.
Yeah.
You can have her right now.
Yeah. A little pain these days. Sorry, bud.
Oh, is that it?
I think, yeah, we'll save.
Jeremy, do you have any questions for Jillian?
I have others, but we'll save.
You have more? Oh, okay.
We'll save.
No, I don't think so. Not at this time.
No?
Not at this time.
Until next time when there's another segment of So Jillian.
Is that what we're calling this?
I like it.
I like it.
So Jillian.
It's sticking.
That's good.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's PROLON life.com prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Sunbasket delivers meal kits right to your door, which makes cooking healthy really easy and convenient, especially for those of us with busy lifestyles. You get organic produce and clean ingredients delivered right to your door, and they've got 18 healthy options to choose from every week. They've got paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan. Check it out. No matter what your diet predilection is, they can accommodate you. So, I mean, healthy can be delicious. They've got chefs creating these incredible recipes. My personal favorite, oh my gosh, the steak with the chimichurri sauce, delicious. But there's a ton of different options, as I mentioned. So no matter what you're into, they have got it. And the best part, Sunbasket is delivered in the perfect portion size with reliable nutrition information, and it's ready to whip up in only 30 minutes or less. So go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off your first order. sunbasket.com/Jillian. All right, welcome to my new obsession, ZooLily.com, where you can find something cool and unique every single day. Everything at ZooLily is up to 70% off, and I have a special discount for you on top of that. And that's what I love about ZooLily is that you can find really unique, cool stuff. I mean, all your favorite stuff at the best price, but also really cool things you've never seen before. Like, I just found these organic essential oils that I got, and there were like tons to choose from, and I'm crazy about them. They've got stuff for your home, your family, you, your pets,
You name it. And it's all expertly curated. They've got new sales going up every day at 6 a.m. And Zulily.com is a totally different kind of retailer from other online retailers. So it can take a little bit longer for you to get your order, but that means you're getting great deals on all the awesome brands that you love and the new ones that you're going to adore. So for a limited time, use the gift code Jillian to get 20% off your first order. Visit Zulily.com/Jillian and use the gift code Jillian for my discount. That's Zulily.com/Jillian, Zulily.com/Jillian.
Cindy.
Jillian.
How's your digestion?
That's a good question.
Jay, how's your digestion?
Pretty good when I eat organic food.
Really?
Yeah.
That was such a...
Really, Jay?
Kiss ass answer.
And are you regular?
What do you mean by regular? Like several times a day?
Or honestly, like, do you have any issues going to the bathroom? That's what constipation actually is. It's not even that you don't go, it's that you're having a hard time going, apparently.
No.
Regular, Cindy. No.
Regular.
Me too. But a lot of people actually are not. It's a huge thing. And they take all kinds of stuff, over-the-counter stuff. And the problem with that is you're exacerbating the condition because your body is becoming addicted to things like Senecot and these powerful laxatives. You know, and they don't even know. Oh, I take Smooth Move tea. I'm like, yeah, you know what's in there? You know, that stuff's hardcore. They're taking like X-Lax and all kinds of stuff. And it's dangerous business because the body gets essentially conditioned so that it needs this chemical to contract your lower intestine, you know, get rid of the business down there. So I thought that we could talk about some foods, natural foods that help to keep the stuff moving. And I'm going to tell you right now, here's the theme: fiber.
Okay.
Fiber, big, but with water.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or it can have the opposite effect. So if you're dehydrated, that can have a huge impact. So you want to make sure that you're hydrated and you're consuming things with fiber, like chia seeds, hemp seeds, what are those? Prunes, all that high fiber stuff. The other stuff that's really important is foods with digestive enzymes. So things like bromelain, you see that in papaya.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pineapple have a lot of digestive enzymes, or you could take an enzyme.
I was going to ask about that. I see the pineapple here.
What's
I didn't know that was like something that helped with digestion.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
I had no idea.
And as we age, we start to lose a lot of our digestive enzymes, and it starts to contribute to indigestion. So think about lactase, protease, I can't even pronounce them all, bromelain, blah, 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 but amylase, all these digestive enzymes. Like when you're lactose intolerant, you don't have lactase or whatever the heck it's called.
Yeah.
The enzyme that breaks down dairy. So people will take like a lactaid pill if they're going to have ice cream up there. But getting digestive enzymes, you can supplement them or you can get them in your food, helps tremendously with bloat, gas, and processing your food and eliminating waste. So a lot of those tropical fruits, this is another issue that I have with diets that are really restrictive, is that, and like, what kind of diet is like, oh yeah, heavy cream, no pineapple.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, what? So, you know, I mean, I have heavy cream in my diet sometimes, not a lot, but I do grass-fed butter and you know, a little bit of it, and it's organic. But I also do pineapple. I'm plenty healthy. So, you know, these foods have benefits. There are health benefits to these things. Oh, there's a ton of sugar. Well, eat a slice of it.
Right.
Not a, you know, if you're moving and you're active and you're not overeating on your calories, you'll be fine. And then you get all the benefits of the phytonutrients, the fiber, and the digestive enzymes. And of course, probiotics, which we talk about all the time. Probiotics, healthy gut health. Healthy gut flora. So
pay that.
Healthy gut flora. So look, here are some of the top foods that I picked. So we talked about like chia seeds and prunes, but you also have papaya and pineapple. Aloe vera and okra are really big. So aloe vera. Heidi told me the okra one.
Wow, I didn't know that one.
Think how slimy that stuff is. It's,
I mean, aloe vera juice is kind of disgusting.
They blend it into like other juices, though.
I actually like aloe vera juice.
Ooh.
Really?
I think it's delicious.
Wow.
Especially the flavored ones.
Oh, well. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
And I've had the
It's just slimy to me. But
I like it.
But I have heard that.
It's like a lubricant for your bowels.
Kind of makes sense.
But again, if you start getting into, like, so you've got these natural things, right? And then, of course, the Greek yogurt or kimchi, fermented foods, or you could take a probiotic. I do. You know, you could take a fiber supplement. I mean, in a perfect world, though, you'd get some of this stuff in your food. That's kind of the goal here. And when you start messing with this other stuff, literally, it can cause a host of side effects beyond you know, being physically addicted to it. It can cause lightheadedness, dizziness, edema, which is water retention. It can change the acid alkaline base of your body. It can create electrolyte imbalances. It's a big deal, man. Hmm. You don't want to get your body.
Yeah.
What's that called? Peristalsis, I think that's called. Hang on, I'm going to Google it.
I mean, it definitely, if.
Yeah, like peristalsis.
If I'm on a plane.
Symmetrical contraction and relaxation of the muscles that propagates a waved. What the hell?
Huh?
I don't know. It's supposed to help you go to the bathroom. Well, that's, I hope I got the right term.
Think when you travel.
Yes, I'm right. Peristalsis is a series of muscle contractions and relaxations that happen along the course of the intestinal tract to push food out. There you go. Sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
To push food out.
What were you saying, old girl?
When you travel, sometimes you can get constipated.
Yes.
But you're dehydrated and you haven't moved.
You're
so
right.
Two things right there that makes so much
sense. And poop knows
when
it's close to home. Poop does not like to be away from home. And you might be in a hotel room with somebody and it's a new romance. And maybe you don't want to blow it out in there.
There you go. It's called, I forgot something in the room. I'll be right back. You go ahead. All the tricks. You always get a room with a balcony. Okay. And just talk about it, people. If you just get it out in the open, I'm sure your partner would be happy to leave the room.
Oh, my God. I don't want to make that announcement. Jay, pull up my favorite. We're going to end on this segment. I am obsessed. Jeremy told me this woman. In the middle of the night when I can't sleep, I send him shit off of Instagram via DM. And I am crazy. It's like the official Bonnet
Tammy
Chronicle.
Roman, yeah.
Okay. So Jeremy, I sent her to Jeremy and I was like, I'm in love with her. And Jeremy told me that she was on The Real World, you said.
Yes. The Real World in like early 1990s.
Why is she not coming up? All right, here we go. All right, hold on. Are you ready? We're going to end this segment on this note. Oh, no, I screwed it up again. Hang on.
Let me see if I can get it.
Kicked out of the bed, but it led me to think about this. Do whatever it was you did in the beginning of the relationship once the relationship is secure. You know, if you was giving massages, cooking every day, you might have been giving a blowjob every day. Whatever it was, you got to continue to do that once the relationship is secure. So for me, I never farted in front of Reggie, but I think we've been together long enough now that something might happen, you know, but I really do be thinking about it. I was laying in the bed just now, and I said, if I get up, this really going to be loud, so let me try to see how I can ease on out. And I put too much trust in the fart. I thought it was going to whisper in my panties, and it didn't. It busted and he heard it and now he's annoyed and I think he thinks I need a colonic now and it's like I can't be responsible for how the shit smell when it comes out. I really thought about you. I should have crop dusted that ass. I should have let that little pop poops and then got up real quick and then came back and said, did you fart? But I didn't do that. I was honest. I was transparent. And now he done kicked me out the fucking bed because I had a thong on and it whistled a little and he just can't fucking take it. But if you was tossing salad, ladies, toss the salad. You can't be annoyed now. You gotta do whatever it was you did. Just like me, I've gotta control my farts. It is what it is.
Official Bonnet Chronicles.
Yes.
Enjoy.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, guys. We have Simple Contacts as our sponsor, and I recently checked out their app, which can save you so much time and money ordering contact lenses. And I personally don't need contact lenses yet, but just about everybody in my life does. And all I ever hear them bitch about is how they've got to go to their eye doctor because they need their prescription renewed, and it's a huge pain in their butt, and it costs a fortune. Well, Simple Contacts brings the doctor to you. You can take a vision test on your phone or your computer in under 5 minutes. Then a doctor reviews your test and he writes you a new prescription, or she writes you a new prescription, and it's that easy. Now, this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam, but what it is a quick and simple way to get your new contact lenses without the hassle of a special trip to the eye doctor. Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses and their prices are unbeatable. But guess what? My listeners will also get $30 off their first Simple Contacts order with the promo code Jillian. So to save $30 on your lenses, just go to simplecontacts.com/Jillian or enter the code Jillian at checkout. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/Jillian or just enter the code Jillian at checkout for $30 off.
So, Cindy, I have a caller on the line.
You do?
I got one all by myself. He contacted me on Instagram because I told you, Heidi, I'm extraordinarily popular on that platform now.
I know you are.
Because I'm hip. Ryan, are you there?
I am here and you are hip.
See, I told you. See, I told you I'm so cool. And Ryan, did you DM? You DM'd me, right? A before and after?
I did. I also like just added you on my story because you've been like kicking my butt on the workout tape.
Yeah, because somehow I saw it. I don't fully know how to use. My brother knows his way around that platform. It's like crazy. But I discovered recently that people can send you stuff.
Yeah, I've been sending you things, yeah. And I think I never get responses. I'm like, oh, maybe she doesn't check that.
So I went over there. And I saw this cute kid with an incredible before and after, and it's amazing. I just responded, but it's like private. It's not like in comments or anything. It's anyway, awesome. So Ryan, tell us a little bit about you, honey, and your journey and how much you lost.
Okay. So I'm a singer-songwriter based in Charleston, South Carolina. I've toured all over the country with lots of different artists, like top name artists.
Wow.
And I have always been a heavier guy, even like during high school. I think my heaviest was about 365.
Okay.
And I'm like 5'9" on a good day, you know?
Yeah, I got you.
So I started trying to lose weight and I tried everything. You know, I went from diet to diet, like fad diets. It was pretty bad. I did a lot of things I probably shouldn't to lose weight.
I learned.
Yeah, like I'm like a massive Googler and I started Googling like, hey, how to do this but actually keep it off. You know, like I don't want to drop 50 pounds and then go out and eat somewhere and eventually sabotage myself into gaining it all back.
Right.
So I started doing a ton of yoga. I started going keto. I went from that to doing like bouts of like Whole30 back and forth. And then I found your app and your workout tapes, and I am obsessed with you. I'm talking to you right now on the phone, and it's like when you messaged me on Instagram, it was the coolest thing on the face of the earth. I've met so many. It really was. I've met so many people in this industry. Like, I'm in the music industry, and people that just aren't very kind, and you went out of your way to just, I don't know. You made me feel so special, and I really appreciated it.
I really didn't. And I clicked this little button, there you were, and then I was like, that's cool. But
I'm someone who, I deal with a lot of humor in my life. Like, I try to be as funny as possible. And when I sent that video of myself dying doing one of your tapes, all you sent back was like these laughing, crying faces.
Oh, that's right. That was
and
so
I,
cute.
And I was like, yeah, we've got to be best friends. I can feel it.
Well, you okay, so you, where are you now? Because you told me you fit a plateau, so I said save it, would you come on the podcast so we can talk about it? Yeah. And it's also tough to do over DM in all transparency. So where are you at right now, and where do you want to be?
I am down about, I think altogether now, about 98 to 99 pounds. Wow. And I can keep that off.
Okay.
I've lost about 116, but I've fluctuated up and down from that point. And so I'm right now, I'm at around, 250, and okay. I would love to get into a range of at least 180, like I want to feel good and look good,
okay.
and have someone just be like, wow, those jeans look really good on you.
Aww.
You know,
well, listen, I understand what you're saying. You've come a really long way and we don't want to negate that. But I also understand that at 5'9", we still don't want you at 250.
Yes.
And that's okay. So like, I'm not trying to, you've done something incredible, but we definitely want to kind of keep going. And it's a lifestyle. You'll always keep going. So what we know right now from your tremendous accomplishment is that you're 100% capable. So the question is, what kind of information are we functioning with? So it's my app. I'm going to have to get to the bottom of my own system. So generally when I see this, it's one of three things. Or a combination of two of those three things. So it's either we have lost track of calories and we stopped being kind of meticulous about it, or we've gotten into a bit of a routine with the fitness and we haven't changed things up, or we aren't eating enough and we're training too hard and you've already lost a significant amount of weight and your body biochemically is like, holy crap, we dropped 100 pounds and we're still putting out all this energy and we're not taking in a ton of energy. I got to slow this train down. So
yeah.
My guess is it's that, but can you give me an idea? Like, are you cognizant of how much you're eating in a day? What does that look like for you?
I am probably more focused on that than I probably should be. And I think it's probably the latter of all of that okay. I'm not eating enough.
Got it. All right.
Because I find myself not even hungry at this point.
So how much do you think you're taking in daily?
Calorie wise, probably less than 1600 a day.
Oh,
I know.
That's
I
your
know.
Problem.
Okay. Heidi, ta-da! Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Okay. And how much are you training?
So I've dropped down to about 45 minutes to an hour a day, but
God.
I also run every night.
Oh my God. Yeah, that is absolutely your problem. Woohoo! All right, kids.
Your body's holding on to the weight.
Well, so, right. So you put your body into such an extraordinary state of stress that it will happen is, remember, your metabolism is your biochemistry. That's what it is. One of the things that it does is regulate burning fat, storing fat, muscle maintenance, immunity, and so on. When you get into a situation where you're taking in very little and you're putting out a tremendous amount and adding all of that stress, because exercise is stress. That's what it is. Progress from exercise is called stress adaptation response. The reason that the muscles get leaner and stronger is they are adapting to the stress. Get a blister, it turns into a callus, right? Get a sunburn, it turns into a tan. So if you've got a ton of stress and you're not taking the adequate recovery and you don't have the adequate nutrition, your body is basically saying, okay, we're going to adapt to the new stimulus, because that's what it's called, a dynamic homeostasis, which means your body is going to dynamically adapt to what's happening around it, to it, in it. And when you've got these kinds of situations, you're going to release more cortisol, you're going to lower testosterone, you're going to lower human growth hormone. All of these things are going to trigger biochemical shifts in the body. And that's what's going to trigger your plateau. So you're going to start seeing a decrease in your athletic performance. You're going to start feeling more fatigued. Eventually, you're going to get an injury. I'm surprised you don't already have one. So what we want to do here is we want to get you to a place where, like, you could easily be ripping 1,000 calories a week, no problem. I'm sorry, not 1,000 calories, 1,000 calories a day, no problem, 2 pounds a week. But that would still put you at around 2,000 calories easily. Right. So let's do something together right now. I'm going to go and tell you what you should be burning. I'm going to Google Everybody at home, you can do this with us. BMR calculator, okay? I'm going to my little calculator here, and I'm going to enter in some basic information. You're 5'9", right? So we're going to put that in.
Yes.
Height, 5'9". Now, this isn't 100% accurate, but it'll get us pretty close. 250 pounds. We know you're a boy. And how old are you, kid?
I am 28.
Baby, my brother's age. Okay, calculate BMI. Da-da-da. All right. If you sat your last on the couch and never moved, just for your hair to grow, for your body to breathe, involuntary bodily functions, you'd be burning 2,300 calories a day, okay? On a level of activity, 1 to 4, I want you to pick one of these. Level 1, you're totally sedentary. Level 2, let's say, I know you're not, but let's say you're a clothing salesperson or a car salesman. You're on your feet a little bit, but you're not terribly active. Level 3, you're a personal trainer. You're very physical. You're demonstrating exercises. Level 4, you're a construction worker. You're on a chain gang. You're very, 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 very physical. Without fitness, pick 1 to 4. Which are you?
2.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we take a 1 point and you're level 2. So it's 1.2. If somebody was a level 1, it'd be 1.1. Level 3, 1.3. You're 1.2. We multiply the number we got off your BMR calculator, okay, by 1.2. So we have 2,309. So I'm getting to my little calculator here in my phone. 2,309 times 1.2. Okay, you're burning 2,770 calories in a day before you exercise. And then you're exercising for like 2 hours a day. So let's do this. I'd like to get you down no more than 45 minutes a day. No more than 45 minutes a day. No more than 6 times a week. All right? Immediately.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know what the hell you're doing. Start Slim 60. That will that app will manage your...
I'm on day 2.
Sweet mother of God. All right. So that...
It's hard, though.
It is hard. It's very hard, but he's been working out for a while. Yeah. If that's too much, you can do Transform 90, okay? And they're both like, you know, 30-ish minutes a day. And that will be plenty, to be totally honest with you. And you're going to bring your calories to 2,000 a day. We'll easily hit 3, and you should start ripping as your body slowly adjusts. You should start easily ripping, you know, 2-3 pounds a week steadily. And then... with maintenance, the key to that maintaining of the weight is not going to be train, starve. It's going to be balance. So if you are exercising that day, you can eat 3,000 calories. If you're not, you'll eat 2,300 calories. And that's balance, right? You eat what you burn and you maintain.
Yeah.
And you maximize your metabolism. So that's what's happening, sweetie, is you're way overdoing it and throwing your body into a state of tremendous stress. So let's drop that activity down. So no more than 6 hours a week, preferably no more than 45 minutes, 6 days a week. Tops. Okay. Tops. I'd even prefer 2 recovery days, to be totally honest. And that Slim 60, you know, that's the one I'd like to see you doing. And then let's get those calories up 100 calories a week until we hit 2,000. And take one day a week where you eat 3. Just to tell your body, like, we're good. And I guarantee you, you're going to see a shift within 2 weeks. It'll start falling off again.
Okay. I will do literally everything you just told me to do.
And now I know where to find you, so I'll be checking up on you.
You will be my fitness Jesus.
And I love him so much.
Look what you started there, Ryan.
Oh, no.
All right, sweetheart. I'm going to be following up on you. I expect updates on my DMs.
Yes, you will get them, I promise.
All right, sweetie. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.